Hello and welcome to this week's Press Box Podcast. I'm Bill Pollack. Well, he made it official today. Missouri Tiger all-purpose wide receiver Jeremy Maclin announcing that he will forego his final 2 years of college eligibility and make his name available for the upcoming NFL draft. It was an emotional press conference for Jeremy Maclin as he met with the media, became choked up, tears were in his eyes. He got through it, answered a couple of questions, and then it just got to him. He buried his head on the podium and began the weep. Chad Moeller, who is the Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations, jumped in quickly and asked Gary Pinkel to take over. Pinkel gave Maclin a hug and he walked out the side door as he tried to compose himself. He had his teammates behind him watching the event. Chase Kaufman was there on crutches after his foot surgery. Tommy Saunders was there and a few more on hand that were in town over the winter break. Gary Pinkel, he came on and said this was the right move to make. He felt that Maclin is certainly ready and capable of moving on to the NFL. And while he said, and he kind of joked with me afterwards and said, Tiger fans are going to be saying, Gary, why would you tell him to do that? But, he said he told Maclin nothing different than what he would tell his own son. And he's got an opportunity to advance his career. And it certainly is, when you think about it, a great story for the Missouri Tigers in terms of going out and recruiting, because now they can go out and say, look, one of our stars left. The door is open for someone else to come in and take his place and progress and move on to the next level. And they're going to use this story, the Missouri coaches, when they go out and talk with potential student athletes, that, hey, you know what? You can come to Missouri, a program that wins, a program that has success, and you can do the same thing like Jeremy Maclin. So that's a big selling point. So even though they're losing a top player, it certainly is a good story and a win-win for Jeremy Maclin and the Missouri Tiger football program. So here we go. This is Jeremy Maclin and Gary Pinkel at the press conference today.
How everybody doing? It's been a long time coming, man. I've been here 3 years. I've seen a lot. I've experienced a lot. Just working with these guys on the team, working with the coaches, they've shown me a lot. They've taught me a lot. Not only has the coaches, helped me excel on the football field, but they also taught me how to be a man, how to handle myself on and off the field, in the classroom, and just little stuff like that, man. They just helped me overcome a lot, freshman year getting here and tearing my ACL when I first got here and stuff like that, man. Just helped me battle through a lot. The strength staff, the treatment staff, Rex and all his crew. I don't know where I would be without all these guys, including, my family, the priests, how they helped me get to the point to where I am right now. And, this decision hasn't been easy for me. I've seen a lot. Then battled through a lot with these guys on the team and stuff like that. But I don't regret it. It's been the best experience of my life so far. So I'm saying it right now. I'm entering the 2009 draft, and I'm going to start my, hopefully, excel and start my pro career. So.
Jeremy said it wasn't an easy decision. What are kind of the factors on both sides that you weighed?
That's pros and cons to both. I sat down and tried to think of reasons to stay, think of reasons to go. But when it all came down to it, I had to talk upstairs with the coaches, and they said, you got to follow your heart. As much as I love these guys on this team, the guys I came in with, I feel like I'm ready for the next level, and that's what my heart tells me to do.
When did you actually make the decision? I mean, have you known this for a few days?
You kind of lean one way or another. I was kind of going back and forth. Like I said, it's been a long process, but I think upstairs talking to Coach Spinkle and Coach Hill about, if I'm ready for it and what it's going to take to do it. So I basically just finalized my decision about 10 minutes ago.
Jeremy, you said before that if you thought you would be a top 10 pick, you would go ahead and come out soon. Are you anticipating that you're going to be a pretty high round pick?
That's what they got me projected as, but it's all about how you perform in the combines and on pro day. So, you know, that's right now that's what they got me at, but hopefully I can keep that up by performing and doing my best when it comes to when it's time to test.
Jeremy, how much, if any, did factor in that if you came back and got hurt, you could really mess up the pro?
I mean, it's definitely something you think about, you know. Worst case scenario, you get hurt and you can never play football again. That's a regret you live with for the rest of your life. So that's stuff that you think about, you know. But you know that you can't. If I were to come back, I wouldn't be out there timid. I wouldn't be out there hesitating, all that stuff. So, I mean, I'm glad I made the right decision. But that's a word for guys who do decide to come back for later seasons. Don't go out there timid. Don't go out there hesitant, because that's how you do get hurt. So. I mean, no matter what you do, you gotta go 110% every snap.
Now, should we blame Sean? He said he was your roommate and he was gonna talk to you.
Yeah, he tried, you know, he talked to me. You know, but you know, the people who care about you want you to do the best for you. You know, me doing the best for me is what's best for the program. You know, I represent Missouri, always will, always be a Tiger, regardless of, you know, how my life go, how my NFL career goes. You can't really dwell on it.
Jeremy, what were some things that were maybe holding you back that you were thinking about be real incentives to stay here for next year?
Just the relationship I built with my guys, man. The guys I came in with, like Spoon, K-Rudd, Denario, all those guys, man. We've seen a lot together, and also, you know, you got things that you still want to achieve as a team and individually as far as, you know, national championship, Big 12 championship, Heisman, the Biletnikoff Award, all those things. I mean, not very many people say they won those things. So, I mean, that's something I consider when making a decision. But, it doesn't fan out sometimes.
You, at the start of this, you seem fairly emotional. How emotional has it been?
I mean, very emotional. Like I say, I'm leaving the family. You know, this is my family. You know, this is where I belong. All those guys, you know, were like father figures to me. You know, they didn't teach me how to just be a football player. They taught me how to be a man, how to handle yourself. Like I say, on and off the field, handle different situations. You know, the relationship you build with these players. You know, older guys teaching me things. Just little stuff like that, man. That's the difference between going to stand. I had a conversation with
Coach. You want to come out and make some comments?
Come on,
you
can go there.
You're good. We talked. Obviously, he has great direction from his family and Coach Hill, Coach Yost, myself. He's talked to other coaches. Coach Ford, who recruited him. Was in his house last night in St. Louis and talked about a lot of different things. And my big thing, they asked me, and my whole approach is, if he's my son, what am I going to tell my son? And what I did is I simply said that he is projected as a first-round pick. And I said, if you're my son, I'm going to tell you got to strongly consider going, because that's the right thing for him, which is ultimately the right thing for our football team and the program, because you do the right thing for people. And, you know, I think the injury factor is huge. I think that's something that he had to consider. And even though you can get insurance and all those things. But then deep down, I said, you have to say, am I ready to do this? Do I really want to do this? Because no one can tell you, even though you're going to be a first-round pick, that you're ready inside. There's guys last year that played their senior year, finished them this year, that were projected as first-round picks because they just were not ready to do it. And he asked me if I thought he was ready, and I said, yeah, I do think you're ready. Now, maybe that's being too honest, but it's the truth. I think he is ready. So I'm very happy for him. You know, he came here, he went through adversity, and, you know, with our medical staff and his will and his determination, how hard he's worked, he overcame a lot, which I think defines him a lot. You know, with Pat Smith, what they did, and Rex Sharp, his relationship with Rex, and Pat Ivey, and everybody working together. And he had about as serious injury as you can get, and I think that's helped define him a little bit. And then he's had just built such great work habits and work ethic, and they've just seen him mature so much as a competitor. I'm happy for him, proud of him. We're proud that he's a Missouri Tiger. He always will be, and I'm just real excited for him.
Gary, in talking to Jeremy about this decision, could you get a sense of his emotional?
Yeah, you could tell. I think he's a relationship type person. I mean, I think he's got a lot of great friends on this football team, and I think he's about people and trusting and caring about people, and I think it was very obvious that this was very difficult for him. For many reasons, but I think he feels good that he made a good decision, and I feel good that he made a good decision.
Coach, coming in, you knew he was a talented player, obviously. When did you sort of get the sense that he was sort of on a different level?
Well, when he got hurt, I just kept, when I came back, off and on vacation, bouncing around, I'd come back in, all the players come up and start talking about him. They'd say, geez, this guy's unbelievable. And I'm thinking, I knew he was pretty good. Obviously, we saw him in high school. We knew he was pretty good. But you really don't ever really know. And then, after his first spring, after he had the injury, you just saw him each week looking a little bit different. And then in 2 days, that's when all of a sudden you started just kind of shaking your head a little bit before the Illinois game. And then after the Illinois game, his first game he played, he came off serious injury in his hometown, national TV, has never played a college game before himself. We remember the performance, and I driving back with my wife, on the bus after the game, I said, we got a superstar here. And then with his work ethic and his, how hard he's worked, it's all come true, which is pretty awesome.
Talk about that part of this a little bit. I mean, some of this is obviously God-given talent, but at the same time, he had this incredible freshman year and could very easily have been satisfied with that. And when this season started, when we were talking with you all about who worked hard in the offseason, his name kept coming up. This is a guy that obviously wasn't satisfied to be at that level, but put a whole lot of effort into getting to where he's been this year. Just talk about the amount of effort and that work ethic, like you said.
Well, there's a lot of guys, at the level he's going to go at right now, there's a lot of guys with a lot of great ability. And what really defines the great ones is how they think, how they compete, how they handle adversity, how driven they are to be successful. And he's all that. I mean, he is all that, and that's why he's had the couple of years he's had since he's been here. That's why he overcame that very, very serious injury. He's very special. And to be special, whether it's the NBA or the NFL or any at that high level, it's about what's up here and in here. Along with the great athleticism, and he's got all that stuff. And I think he's got a tremendous upside too. He'll go to the combine and he'll enhance himself, because when they do this, put that stopwatch on him, and they're all about speed, he'll light it up, and he'll do a great job. And as Pat Ivey has trained him in his testing, and so he'll even improve himself to combine. Well, we talked a little bit about that up there. I think that's something that he wants to do. He's got to decide if he wants to take any classes this semester. We talked about that. That was part of our conversation. And I think that, certainly that's something he's going to want to do. He's going to have to find time to do it. He's been here 3.5 years. And so I think he's a couple semesters to go. He's been doing well. And so he's just going to have to fit the time in. But I think goal-wise, ultimately, I think we all recommend it, and I think, part of who he is, getting that degree is important too. And so, he's a good kid. He'll work on it.
So there you go. Some mock drafts have him projected as high as 8th. Mackman didn't want to comment too much on that. I'm sure he'll do well. You can't coach speed. So he's going to have a good pro career, I think. Well, that's going to do it for today's Press Box podcast. I appreciate you listening. I'm Bill Pollack, MissouriNet.com.